When the violence between Hezbollah militants and Israel broke out last month, Beirut native Edmond Romley had only just left his homeland and arrived in Madison. He says he was angry, frustrated, and scared as he tried to get in touch with his family. They've now fled Beirut for the relative safety of the mountains north of the city. But last week, he and fellow students from the American University in Beirut decided to do something about it.
I realized that anger was not the solution. Even if the situation was out of our control, not everything is out of our control. So we went to the American Red Cross at Madison.
21-year-old medical engineering student Samir Sob says money is the best way people in the U.S. can help. Working with other Lebanese exchange students from Beirut studying in the U.S., Canada, and Europe, Sob and Romley have created a website where online donations can be made to the Lebanese Red Cross.
The Lebanese Red Cross, in collaboration with the International Committee of Red Cross, are helping in providing people with medication, food, mattresses to sleep on, water, and other friends of mine are trying to help in taking care of these people and the children, and just to entertain them and make them not feel that they lost everything, because they really lost everything.
Sob says the group is also holding fundraisers in Madison and on other campuses that include presentations on the history of the conflict and parties to celebrate Lebanese culture. The first one last week in Madison raised $5,000. More are planned over the weekend and next week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.